This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Friday afternoon. Thanks for being here as we look at things happening around the Umpqua Valley. We ended up with time today to talk with Dr. Jason Heald, music professor at Umpqua Community College. In fact, the director of music, performing, and visual arts. He's been out at UCC for many years. Dr. Heald, thanks for being on today.
Kyle, it is great to be here today.
So how is this fall, but now we're already into January. How is the school year going for you in the music program so far?
Well, I have to tell you, it has been a very exciting year. We have lots of great students and lots of great community activities and just a pile of great concerts coming up, the first of which is really very exciting, and one of the first times we've done this for a while is on next Friday, January 31st. We have a UCC faculty concert, all UCC faculty, and it will feature pianists Tammy Finch Johnson and our artist in residence here at UCC, Andrei Andreev, along with Donna Spicer and Deborah Gaddis and John Gronberg and myself. And it will just be an exciting evening seeing the faculty often as you've never seen them before.
What kinds of music are they going to be performing?
It will be a whole range of stuff from, of course, if you have ever seen both Tammy and Andre play, they're both just fantastic, and they're going to do a piano duet as well as solo selections. And then we'll have everything vocally from art songs to cabaret songs and even a trumpet sonata.
Wow. Now, one of the things about the faculty out there, maybe unlike some other places, is that you guys all, I mean, you work at instructing students, but aside from that, you're all people that are very active musicians on your own.
Completely. And I think that that's one of the, really the hallmarks here at UCC is that we are truly performance oriented. Our students have lots of performance opportunities, and the whole pragmatic and practical part of playing, it's not just theoretical. And especially with where you often see Tammy and Donna and Deborah all in supporting roles, either playing or conducting, and to actually see them in solo roles is, you know, performing literature is fun and a little bit different. Of course, having John Gronberg back in the community, both as a jazz player, but often people don't get to hear or realize what a top drawer classical trumpet player he is. And of course, Andre, if you haven't seen Andrei Andreev, he is a pianist who came here from Russia and is simply fantastic. So this is one of those kind of do not miss shows.
All right, that's coming
up. We have a lot of those coming up.
Yeah, that's on the 31st. How do people get tickets for that?
You can get tickets online, or you can get admission at the door. It's $15 per person, $10 for seniors, and all students, of course, get in free. That's students anywhere. So.
And I understand you've got more going on in February.
Yeah, in fact, we have another very special concert. The Umpqua Chamber Orchestra and the UCC Chamber Choir will be performing with Nancy Rumble. And Nancy is an internationally known and Grammy-winning, award-winning jazz artist who is one of the few improvising double reed players. So she plays oboe, she plays English horn, and is also an ocarina virtuoso. She used to be a part of a duo, Tingstad and Rumble, who actually came to Roseburg on a number of occasions. But as well, we've performed with her before, and she's simply fantastic and just an unbelievable collaborator. So this will be at First Presbyterian Church on Tuesday, February 24th at 7 o'clock. And again, tickets $15, $10 for seniors, and free for students. And you don't get to see a Grammy award-winning artist every day for that kind of money. It's just unheard of. So it's one you really don't want to miss.
Well, and this kind of material in the acoustics of First Presbyterian should be a really good treat.
Yeah, you know, and that is one of those that, you know, people don't always appreciate in this sort of amplified world, to hear all of these instruments and hear this performed in an acoustically natural environment. And the range of things that will be on the program, of everything from classical and Baroque literature to world music, Nigerian folk songs and Serbian folk songs. And jazz selections, it will run the whole gamut.
All right, that's going on. And let's talk about a couple of the opportunities in March.
One of the big ones is Roseburg Concert Chorale has its winter concert on March 14th and March 16th. And it is the kickoff for our tour of Italy. The Roseburg Concert Chorale is going to Italy in March, and this will be our last performance before heading out. And it is a program that is all American and Italian composers. And again, it has the range of everything from the Cherubini Requiem, which is one of those really iconic selections. It was actually performed at Beethoven's funeral, the Cherubini Requiem. And it will go, we have on the American side, a lot of American spirituals, African-American spirituals, and a couple of musical theater pieces. So it will be a very fun concert, and the group is very excited about going to Italy. So, as you can imagine, we have four performances in Italy.
Yeah, talk about where you'll be going over there.
Well, we'll be flying into Rome, and we have two performances in Rome, one in Assisi and one in Florence. And not only will we be doing public performances, but we're actually going to be part of a couple of masses of actual services in Italy. So that'll be particularly special that a lot of the singers have not performed this kind of literature in the environment that it was originally intended. And to be able to do that in an Italian cathedral, a European cathedral at all, is such a joy and an opportunity.
Now, that doesn't get you over to the Vatican, though, does it?
No, I don't believe I'm not sure if that's on the tour or not. I'm sure that we will swing by there.
But just kidding.
We're not performing there.
Okay, that would be its own news story if you were.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's switch genres. Talk about the singers and the Bighorn Jazz Concert.
So they also have their performance in March, and of course the Bighorn Jazz Band is now being conducted by John Gronberg, which it's all just great to have him back in the community, and that is on March 12th, and that will be in Center Stage Theater, and it will be at 7 o'clock on March 12th.
And talk about, for the singers, what kinds of things do they learn as you're going through the year to be able to do all these different genres of music?
Well, I think one thing is to know about the group is that every year the group is different, that they come in with a different skill set. So they are their own rhythm section. So, for example, this year we have a bass player who started playing bass last year, and now this year is you know, because he's got to play a lot of stuff with the Umpqua Singers, is quite experienced. We had no drummer, so we have some first-time percussionists, and they're doing a great job. But all of the literature shaped around the talent that we have. And we also feature our pianist, Owen, a lot of the time as well with the group. The look of the group is slightly different because we do have three males and twice as many females in the group. So it just has a different sound. But as we've gone out, most people agree this is a pretty exceptional group, and it will be an exciting one to see.
Wow. And of course, the Umpqua Singers, a lot of people over the years, boy, any idea how many people total that you've worked with as part of that group?
Boy, that is a good question because I've never added that up. But if I were making a rough guesstimate, I would say that we've probably seen 150 students come through the Umpqua Singers.
Wow. And then,
at least.
Yeah, then the impact on watching them, who, of course, they go a lot of different directions, but seeing some of the ones that really focus on that and seeing some of the places they've gone.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, the first thing is watching them come back into the community and how many of our music educators are here in the community, former Umpqua Singers. How many, if you look at Vintage Singers and look at the number of Umpqua Singers, former Umpqua Singers that are in that. If you look at any musical theater in town and look at the number of Umpqua Singers offering their, you know, their in principal roles right now of, you know, former Umpqua Singers is the music director for an entire cruise line. And many of them have gone on to be professional players as well as educators.
Wow. And the education piece is really interesting, too, because some people, they get in, they want to be performers, they do well at that. But are the folks that sometimes find particular satisfaction in also educating others and kind of taking them along the pathway that they've been on themselves?
Well, and I think that's one of the things that even if you're not an educator by training, it is that that they do have leadership skills and they understand and often you put them in a situation and they have the skills to be in those leadership positions. And that is something that we feel like is, you know, is very important. We don't just, when you see them, they're not just learning things by rote. They really are collecting a skill set.
Now, being positioned here along Interstate 5 also gives both you, but others in your program, students that you work with, a really big opportunity, too, in terms of performing to the north or the south, but also being able to check out groups that could have a big influence on them and help them learn.
Absolutely. But I have to admit, often our best engagements are ones that aren't on the I-5 corridor because you'll find that a lot of the places on the I-5 corridor, they have people coming through all the time, that every group that is, you know, going down to Disneyland will want to do and make a stop and do a performance. But if you get off the corridor, so for example, going up and down the coast, we always have tremendous performances there and great audiences. And the same way that if we go over the Cascades and hit Kay Falls or hit Bend or even going, often the most remote places can sometimes be the places where you both find talent and you'll find, you know, a great audience. And since we're a smaller group, we're mobile, so we really can do that.
As you have taught at Umpqua Community College and you look back, how many years has it been that you've been there?
Oh, wow. I've been here 26 years, so I guess I'm not a newcomer anymore.
And when you came, was your plan to stay that long?
Oh, no. No, you know, if I were totally honest, my coming from Portland, kind of thought that I was probably moving to the end of the earth, and that it would probably be like a stepping stone. But the thing that I almost immediately discovered was because of the tremendous community support for our program and for the performing arts here, that I could pull off things that I could never pull off in the city. And I have colleagues who have worked here and have moved on to other jobs in at bigger colleges or at larger urban areas, and they marvel at what we've been able to do here on so many levels, and you just feel fortunate. But coming here, I would have never anticipated that, and yet when you look at other opportunities and you weigh it against the advantages that we have here and the support that we have here, you just feel so fortunate that you randomly landed here.
And for with the size of the school, you're not sort of isolated in your own sphere of influence. I mean, I know that you work with the theater department quite frequently as well.
Well, sure. And, you know, this kind of takes us back to the UCC faculty concert, that I have an entire building full of colleagues that love to collaborate in all sorts of different disciplines, whether it be theater or be art or other musicians, or collaborate with the local high schools or middle schools, other colleges. It's something that it's just a delight to have colleagues that are willing to do that. In the same way with having Bart in theater, of someone who is just really game to do things together. And it's a great thing.
Well, it certainly keeps you busy throughout the year. Now, you do your own music as well outside of your instructing role. Talk about things you've got going on there.
As far as performing is concerned, that I do try to get out and play in the community, both as a solo and with a duo act, but I also play as a guitar player, bass player, as what we in the industry would refer to as a sideman with a number of groups, which keeps things very interesting for me, but also I think keeps you, as an instructor, keeps you honest, because you're standing on stage so you don't forget what that's like.
And of course, with these other groups you work with, an opportunity there to play lots of different kinds of music.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it's interesting, the range of playing everything from playing with country acts and Irish acts to playing with the Rogue Valley Symphony. I've been picking up some gigs every once in a while with them as a sub, so that's been kind of fun and different.
Wow. Well, a lot going on with Umpqua Community College with the Performing and Visual Arts Program and really with Dr. Jason Heald in general, a busy time. Take us through real quick about the upcoming concerts again in this last minute.
All right, so the first one is coming up next Friday night, January 31st, the UCC Music Faculty Concert. And it is in Center Stage, 7 o'clock. And then on February 24th, the Umpqua Chamber Orchestra and UCC Chamber Choir with Nancy Rumble. And then the March 11th, I believe it is, with the Bighorn. March 12th with the Big Umpqua Singers and Bighorn Jazz Band. And then the Roseburg Concert Chorale's send-off performances on March 14th and 16th.
All right, a lot going on with Dr. Jason Heald. We will let you get back to instructing this afternoon. Thanks for being on and spending some time with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Kyle. You have a great day.
1256 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. We'll be right back.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.